This is really crazy. Netflix is now worth more than Disney because so many people are streaming during this coronavirus lockdown. More than Disney. That happened pretty quickly, too. You've been doing a lot of Netflix.
You know what? It just hit me yesterday. It was just so weird, and I felt so lazy and so bad. About 2:30, maybe 3 o'clock, my wife and I sat on the couch and started watching a movie on Netflix.
Right? Like, you would never do that on a Thursday normally.
Thursday afternoon at 3 o'clock, maybe with a glass of wine.
But did you enjoy it? You liked it, right? It felt nice.
Yeah, but it still felt weird.
But that's right? The thing, like, you should maybe keep in mind after this. Maybe you should have been doing more of those things before. You know, we're really hard on ourselves, and we sort of live in this grind culture where we constantly have to be grinding and productive, and right now we don't really have the option. So I think, like, a little bit more balance after this is all over will go a long way for a lot of people. And we've been checking in with our friend Megan. She is our stream queen. She has been streaming a ton of shows and a ton of movies and reviewing them for us. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, guys.
Megan, on average, how many hours a day do you spend streaming TV shows and movies?
So I'd say about seven.
7 hours
seven
a day?
7 a day, trying to keep it like a regular job.
That's why we love you. That's why you're here.
Yeah, we're thankful for that. Have you tried Netflix Party yet? I know that Mark, your daughter Molly, tried it, right?
Yeah, she's been having a Netflix party every night with her friends.
Like, basically synchronizes whatever you're watching with your friends, and it adds a group chat so you can talk to them, too. Mm-hmm. It's like you're watching movies and shows with friends.
It's so cool, and I'm super excited to try it. I actually have one planned this weekend, my first Netflix party.
Nice.
So I'll definitely keep you guys tuned in to let you know how it is and how it works. And I'm super excited. But did Molly like it?
She loved it. I mean, she's an only child, so she has really had no contact with anybody you know, her age. And so it's so important to her to feel connected, and they feel like they're watching together and they're commenting. And it's so important these days.
I was unfortunately going to make a joke there about her not thinking that you're cool, but you don't need that in your life right now, do you? You don't need that.
No.
I don't need that.
He doesn't need that.
Thanks, guys. So, top 10. We started an Ocean's 8 the other night. We saw it in the top 10 list.
Oh, yeah, in Canada.
So good. First of all, the cast is, like, incredible.
Yeah, it's all women.
Mm-hmm.
All women. All incredible. And they're all, like, known actresses. And, like, even Rihanna's in there, which I was super surprised. But, like, Kate Blanchett, Sandra Bullock, there's Mindy Kaling is in there,
love
too.
Her.
They're all so good. It's such a great movie. Such a fun watch.
You know, I am so embarrassed to say, like, and I might be the only one. I saw that it was trending in Canada also. Yeah. What it propelled me to do was actually watch the original Ocean's 11. I had never seen that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd never. So is this like a remake? Like, how do these work? How many Oceans have there been?
So there's been Oceans 11, 12, 13.
Okay.
And then this is a continuation of it.
Okay.
So it's kind of a spinoff, which we weren't expecting because they were not supposed to do a spinoff. It was supposed to end where it ended. But I love that they did an all-women cast. And they switched it up. So it's so well done and such an incredibly fun movie.
So how many toilet paper rolls does Ocean's 8 get? And it's not a new movie, but it's being, you said it is trending in Canada right now. Number two, I think. So
number two. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to give it four.
4 to 5.
Because I mean, five is really reserved for the ones that blow me away. You guys already know this. But I'm going to give it 4 toilet paper rolls.
Okay.
Because it was a really great movie.
Okay, I will get to that. It will be on my list. I want to talk about this sort of extended Tiger King. They just like add an episode to the end of Tiger King. I'll be honest, I started watching it on the weekend really quickly and I stopped 10 minutes in. I was like, I'm over Tiger King. I couldn't finish it.
I actually felt like I needed to finish it for you guys. So I definitely felt the same way that you did.
Okay.
Don't ruin it.
I won't. But it's Joe McHale, and he's from Community, which I reviewed last week. And he's super good, but it's very much his style, and it's very comedic, I find. So it's not really a serious episode. It's more kind of just going through and talking with the cast and seeing how, if they enjoyed the way they portrayed and, you know, how their life has changed. So it's interesting in that aspect. But other than that, I mean, you're not missing anything if you don't watch it.
You're missing more mullets.
Yeah, exactly.
So like a half a toilet paper roll or just the toilet paper cardboard? Is that...
It's just the plastic wrapping around
just
the, it.
You know what I mean? Yeah, just the wrapper.
And that's in the cheapest type. It's the worst. One cheapest ply.
Type, like
one
you've never ply. Heard the brand before. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, I guess this is what I'll get.
Amazing. So Ocean's 8, worth a watch, definitely, on Netflix. Tiger King, the extended episode, not so much. That is Megan, our stream queen. We really appreciate you streaming TV shows and movies for 7 hours a day and reviewing them for us.
Someone's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it. Thank you so much, Megan. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you next week.
No problem. Have a good day, guys.